Attorney General, Mr. President, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Haldeman and Olson are just sitting here, and we're deciding who's going to, how we're going to divide up those limbs. I thought that was a great statement. But she said just what about everybody felt. Wasn't that the goddamnedest thing you ever saw?
I think it's unbelievable the way people would...
You know what gave her away, John? If she'd have just said stop the killing, that would have been fine. But when she said free, God bless Ellsberg and God bless the Berrigans, that confused everything. Because
well, then I knew that she was one of these...
Completely way out, probably communist.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I just thought that...
It occurred to me that it might have been a plant.
Well,
because of the fact that she'd just been there for 10 days.
I know. She just came in, and... No, I don't think it was an accident. I think it was a plant. I think somebody just set it right up and planted on poor old Ray Conniff, and he was embarrassed as hell.
I suppose the Secret Service in the interrogation last night found out whether that's the case or not.
Well, I don't know. They have to be very careful to be sure that doesn't be like we're persecuting the bitch. But I'll tell you, I don't know who it was that said throw her out, but Rose says it was Mulcahy.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I think that was the only choice that he had, don't you think? Conniff had to get out because the audience was so cold.
Very much so.
Yes.
I think he would have moved sooner on his own initiative, except that he was so shocked with
he didn't know what to do.
Happened to him. I spoke to him briefly afterwards.
He's a nice man.
Yes. And he was absolutely shocked and he admitted that he had fumbled it by going ahead with that
first number
without getting her out. But,
I told him afterwards he was sort of mumbling something, and I says, "Look, I says when people who come here, we're only interested in their music and not in their ideas." I said, "Don't you worry, or don't." I said, "Don't punish her." I said something like that. So he's, I thought we got in one good crack though by saying when I said, "Let's give a little hand for the Marines."
The Marines, that covered it.
Nice. Yeah.
What do they do with that television, Mr. President? Those pictures they're taking there, was that for the networks or what?
I don't know. No, well, I tell you, they didn't take pictures, John, of the latter part. I don't think that they took pictures of the presentation, but they did not take pictures of that.
I see.
So they didn't have that.
No problem about having that floating around on the air.
No.
Well,
I don't think so. Oh, I don't think it does any harm if they do. What the hell? I mean, people tend to, you know, remember the Eartha Kitt incident? They tend to line up, they just don't like bad manners, I don't think.
I believe that to be true, and particularly when you point out when she doesn't have a single purpose, she's just all over the war.
That's right.
Way anti-war and anti-everything else.
Well, she sure was. Well, you tell Martha that to give her, when she does the tearing up, that each of us wants a limb, and you can have one. That's four. Okay?
I will.
Fine.